This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 1493. 8 Reasons Why Gentle Discipline Works Best with the Highly Sensitive Child by Amanda Van Mulligan of HighlySensitiveRefuge.com. Hello, everybody, and welcome once again to ORD, this time to a parenting episode. I'm your host and narrator, Greg Audino. Happy to be with you once again, as I am every day. And if you're new here, know that Thursdays and Fridays are reserved for parenting content specifically to help you along in those relationships. And this time we're going to be reading from Highly Sensitive Refuge and an article which offers guidelines for parents of highly sensitive children on how to gently discipline their kids. So let's jump right in and hear this post now as we optimize your life. 8 Reasons Why Gentle Discipline Works Best with the Highly Sensitive Child by Amanda Van Mulligan of HighlySensitiveRefuge.com. Open your mouth so I can clean your teeth properly, I say to my son. I am, my 4-year-old son shouts back at me. It's the tail end of a discussion we seem to have most mornings when I'm agitated by the rush to get my 3 sons ready for school. Don't shout at me, I snap. And my son bursts into heart-wrenching tears. I embrace him quickly and say sorry. I know by now not to raise my voice with my sensitive son. I know by now not to suddenly change my tone. But I'm human, and sometimes the stress of the morning rush gets the better of me. I feel terrible, and I vow to be more mindful of my tone, the volume of my voice. Nobody likes a raised voice. Nobody likes a stern tone. Nobody likes to be told off. But for a highly sensitive child, all these things hit home even harder. So here are 8 reasons why a gentle approach to discipline works effectively with a highly sensitive child. Why gentle discipline works best with highly sensitive kids. Number 1. Highly sensitive children are sensitive to noise. The increased volume of noise when you raise your voice, particularly suddenly, impacts a sensitive child deeply. It can startle and scare them. Raised, stern voices cause stress and anxiety in highly sensitive children, and in many highly sensitive adults too, for that matter. The wall of noise, as a highly sensitive child experiences a raised voice, blocks out your message. Number 2. Highly sensitive children are more easily upset and overstimulated. A highly sensitive child's emotions are more intense than a non-highly sensitive child. They're less able to dismiss feelings and shrug them off. Negative feelings are amplified and stay with the highly sensitive child longer. So chances are your child already feels scared, angry at themselves, upset, or overwhelmed when they know they've done something wrong. Once upset, the message behind your words is drowned out by their emotional state. Emotional overstimulation means that no more input is processed. Waiting until both you and your child are calm allows you to both talk rationally and quietly so you can focus on the message you want your child to hear. It usually takes around 20 minutes for a child to regain their composure. Number 3. Highly sensitive children process things deeply. Highly sensitive children process sensory input deeply, and that includes the things said to them and how they're said. This means words cut deep, and a severe tone hits especially hard. Number 4. Highly sensitive children have a strong sense of shame. A stern tone, anger, or disappointment shown in a voice evokes guilt or shame in a highly sensitive child, even if that voice is telling someone else off. Imagine a teacher trying to establish the perpetrator of an incident in the class. A highly sensitive child may feel a sense of guilt even though they are innocent of any wrongdoing. If you're in public and your child's behavior needs your intervention, it's best to remove your child from other people and find a quiet, private space. Their shame can cause overwhelm and an outburst if you publicly correct your highly sensitive child. They tend to act as their own disciplinarians. Their sense of shame is often so strong that they beat themselves up mentally for what they've done and feel terrible without an adult saying a word to them. Highly sensitive children are masters of self-criticism, and they don't need to be told that they are naughty. Number 5. Highly sensitive children seek approval. A highly sensitive child may worry about getting into trouble and is made anxious just by seeing signs of disapproval, or reading between the lines, from those around them, whether at home or in the classroom. Praise works wonders for a highly sensitive child. Personal criticism, especially in the heat of the moment, will be taken to heart and may eat away at a highly sensitive child's self-esteem. Number 6. Highly sensitive children have a strong sense of justice. Listening to a highly sensitive child instead of instantly passing judgment on their behavior and the reasons behind it is important to them, as they tend to have a strong sense of justice. Feeling that a decision is unjust and that their case has not been heard will deeply upset a highly sensitive child. They may become more embroiled in the perceived injustice than in the message you want to get across about their behavior or actions. Number 7. Highly sensitive children communicate subtly. Even from a very young age, highly sensitive children pick up on the tone of voice, body language, emotions shown in someone's eyes, and unsaid words. Voices can therefore seem loud and stern to a highly sensitive child, even when it's not intended. Making a conscious effort to speak quietly and gently to a highly sensitive child helps to ensure that your words and messages are not misconstrued. This is something that is particularly difficult for non-highly sensitive parents who don't necessarily appreciate just how loud or stern their voices can come across to their highly sensitive children. Number 8. Highly sensitive children naturally follow rules. Communicating clear expectations, standards, and rules will help a highly sensitive child immensely, as they tend to be adept at adhering to the rules. In general, highly sensitive children are not risk takers, so they love rules. Highly sensitive children have a strong internal moral compass, and when they do something wrong, they process the incident deeply to make sure they don't make the same error again. They actually don't need harsh words to learn from the mistakes they make. Gentle correction is enough. The aim of any parent when disciplining a child is to bring about a change in behavior. The aim is to ensure that a child remembers the lesson for the next time, so they act differently in the same situation. No one wins if the lesson is overshadowed by the severity of the punishment or a caregiver's reaction, and that can easily be the case with a highly sensitive child. But when you adopt a more gentle approach to discipline, you may find yourself facing criticism from extended family, friends, and even complete strangers, particularly those with a strict upbringing themselves. These people may accuse you of being too soft on your child, of allowing your child to manipulate you or get away with unacceptable behavior. If necessary, or if it makes you feel more comfortable, explain that you will talk to your child about the incident when he or she is calmer and when you're alone. This is a great way to deflect criticism. As parents of highly sensitive children, we have rules, standards, and limits, and our children need to learn to stay within those boundaries. But because of their temperament, they learn those limits most effectively through a gentle approach. Trust that you know your sensitive child best. You just listened to the post titled, 8 Reasons Why Gentle Discipline Works Best with the Highly Sensitive Child, by Amanda Van Mulligan of HighlySensitiveRefuge.com. Picture a wardrobe upgrade with quality essentials at an unbeatable price. Quince has you covered with timeless pieces that never go out of style. You'll have them in your closet forever. Quince has all the must-haves, like Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweaters from $50, iconic 100% leather jackets, and versatile flow knit activewear. And all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. That's because by partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And most importantly, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. And as for me, I love Quince's versatility too. They have great home items as well as clothes, and I've been really happy with the bedding that I bought from them. When you look at it and you feel the material, you can tell easily that it's of high quality. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/ORD for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ORD to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/ORD.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans.
That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
And definitely an informative post from Amanda, which we thank her for. And that note she ended on interests me, trusting that you know your sensitive child best. This is an important idea for every parent when it comes to interacting with and raising their children, but it feels particularly significant with highly sensitive children because their parents might be constantly on alert for how to not upset them, to the point that discipline becomes difficult. So just as you look for signs to honor your child's emotions, also look for ways in which they learn and manage difficult feelings well. If you can familiarize yourself with how they cope or what types of stimuli they need to be patient amidst inevitably difficult or loud or sensory overloading times, you can use this information to help guide them through challenges and push them when necessary and sharpen your ability to be present and not dismissive of your own feelings anytime that there's conflict. Things to keep in mind, everyone, as we call it for today. As always, I hope you enjoyed this post, and I thank you for coming. And don't forget, we'll have another parenting post tomorrow. So I'm hoping to see you all back for that one, where your optimal life awaits.